Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Dead Rock Stars with Mick Wall and Joel McIver.
All right, everybody, here we go. Welcome once again to the amazing podcast Dead Rock Stars. It's starring me, Joel McIver, and my dear, dear friend, Mick Wall. Now, Mick.
Ex-friend.
How the hell are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
I notice we're hampered with the bloody producer in the room again this week.
Yeah, I don't mind it, because this time he's actually on a chair as opposed to kneeling next to me praying. So for me, that's definitely a move forward.
A step forward. It's progress. It's progression, rather like the person we're about to speak to today.
Was he not a progressive artist
in many ways?
Nah, not really.
All right, who are we talking about?
Jack Bruce, of course.
Jack Bruce. Now, I imagine that...
Can I just say before we go any further... You know something about the bass, don't you?
A little bit. I'm the editor of not one but two bass magazines.
All right.
One called Bass Guitar, one called Bass Player. And if you, the gentle listener, are indeed a reader of that magazine or one of those magazines, I thank you very much. I hope you're going to enjoy today's chat.
Yeah.
So, Jack Bruce, when you talk about the great British bass players of that generation, you always talk about McCartney, Entwistle and Bruce. Those are the three Brits. If you're a person of the American persuasion, you might also mention James Jameson, the American...
Well, James Jameson was someone Jack Bruce idolised.
Absolutely, and for good reason. Right?
James Jameson played on over 30 number one hits.
Mad, isn't it?
All Tamla. Jack Bruce told me once that... he learnt a lot by listening to those records that James Jameson played on. He said basically, and he's right, he said basically those early Tamla songs were just bass and tambourine.
Yeah, yeah.
And in fact, at one point in the 60s, when Marvin Gaye had just had his first hit, How Sweet It Is, he came to the UK to do some shows and, you know, they would grab a pickup band in those days and Jack was the bass player. And he said that after the show in London, and they said after the show, Marvin came back to Jack's pad. He said, he remembered he was wearing these marvellous green boots and they were, you know, talking and possibly a small sherry was involved. And
medicinal purposes.
Absolutely. And Marvin said to Jack, listen,
what's going
man,
on? No, did he say that?
Hey!
Whoa!
No, actually what he said was, let's get it on. Jack was confounded because there was no homosexuality in the mid-60s.
No, they invented it. Bowie invented it.
Yes. Anyway... Marvin Gaye said to him, man, you are the greatest bass player ever, apart from James Jameson.
Right.
Would you like to join my band? And Jack had to say no because he was marrying his sweetheart the very next week.
Huh.
And also he was young and just thought, be in Marvin Gaye's band? Nah, I'm going to go and be with John Mayall and then Cream.
Well,
and
I can do better.
Yeah, well, I think it was just, I'm young, this will come around again.
Yeah.
Because don't forget, Marvin Gaye... first hit record. It's not like now we got Marvin Gaye, you know.
Marvin bloody Gaye.
He was a pop singer.
Well, that's an interesting anecdote there, dear chap.
That's good of you to say so.
Well, I like to pay dues where they
you
due.
Like to condescend
look
when you
after
can.
My people, yeah.
Your
well,
people.
No, it is interesting because that shows, in a way, does it not, the cultural penetration of a man like Jack Bruce, who's playing really appealed to people from a completely different world, different scene. Were you into, out of interest, Motown, Stax, all that kind of classic
soul. Yeah, of
course,
soul. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I grew up in the 60s, so it wasn't, there was no choice. I mean, they were the best records on the radio.
Yeah. Great, aren't they? Timeless.
Absolute classics. I mean, of course, you don't grow up thinking, oh, this is an absolute classic. I suspect in 50 years' time I will be thinking back on this and describing the evocative catharsis I enjoy.
Of this eponymous debut.
You just went, oh, I really like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Love this one. You love this one? You realise they had a sound. I didn't even become aware of a bass, though, until I was in my teens in the early 70s, and suddenly I could hear the bass on those Jackson 5 records, which is immense. Mm-hmm. And then it's kind of like once you notice it,
yeah,
you can't hear anything else, you know.
And once you start actually going out drinking and dancing, it helps. The bass becomes part of your
I always thought,
psyche.
You know, but that cliche people throw at you, you're a rock writer, so did you want to be a rock musician? Now, obviously, in your case, that's true.
It's not.
But in my case, it was never true. Except I used to think, well, what would I have liked to have been? And I always, always thought bass.
Did you really?
Always. To this day, it's my favourite. I mean, they're all my favourite instruments. You know, mm-hmm. it's a team sport, you know. But
yeah.
No, to this day. I mean, even in my trippy yeah. falling apart period.
You're still in that period.
Harry Graham, Stanley Clarke.
Jacko.
Paul Simon and Sid Vicious, you know, all the greats.
I used to like Paul Simon. I thought Graceland was fantastic.
Yeah, until he joined The Clash.
Interesting that immediately we talk about Jack Bruce as a bass player, but in fact he was so much more than that. He happened to be an amazing bass player, but actually he was bigger than his instrument, so to speak.
Well, only you obviously have
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.